Every year at this time, the world's only corn palace is put together in Mitchell, South Dakota, an impressive structure with fanciful onion domes and murals constructed on the exterior walls each year, created mostly with corn cobs. Mark Schilling is director of the Corn Palace. It must be quite a sight, huh?
It is. The decorating process is always fun to watch. The decorating process takes shape and the new designs going up.
But I understand that you really do have a problem this year because you've had a drought in South Dakota.
Yes, the drought is affecting us right now, and we're just trying to figure out what options we do have because we have one local grower that grows the corn for the Corn Palace. And he's the only one that we know of that grows 11 separate colors of corn that is used to decorate for the palace.
Oh, boy. What kind of colors?
We have light brown, dark brown, light red, a medium red, dark red, blue, black. It goes on from there.
No puce?
No.
So what are your alternatives? The Corn Palace is not only constructed of corn, right? You use various grasses and wheats.
Correct. We use rye and we use sourdough and some milo. We already put new rye on the building. Now it's the murals themselves. Mm-hmm. That is all done with the corn. But we're looking at how can we do it, how can we change those, that if we have yellow corn and maybe one other color, how could we change the pictures and maybe not have as much detail in there and looking at what possibilities we might have.
Might you not import corn from some other colorful corn growing place?
We could do that. One of the things that we look at is a lot of people that would grow what we would call Native American corn or Indian corn like it to be very colorful and mix the colors together. It's nice when it's sitting on your table as a decoration, but it's very hard to do pictures when you're trying to do a dress of Laura Ingalls Wilder, for example, in blue, and now you've got blue and red, and it's hard to get the shadow lines and the distinct lines for various colors.
So that's what these murals show? I mean, they're really scenes of prairie life?
They are scenes of prairie life. Each year we go to a new theme. This year our theme was going to be life on the farm, and we have a new artist that creates these drawings, and we had various pictures from a girl on a swing to a farmer looking at his crop with a storm coming in the background. And we're planning ahead for the next year to do something with Lewis and Clark for the great anniversary.
Wow. Well, maybe you should do a lot of that farmer looking at an oncoming storm. It could bring you some luck. You get your colored corn.
That's what we'd love to see, just some rain come down to help us out, because we know why we are looking for corn, the farmers around here are having a tough time because they're looking at their livelihood and the way they make their living of what do they do next.
You bet. Thank you so much, Mr. Schilling.
Thank you.
Mark Schilling is director of the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota.